Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We're a little late this morning to the show, so we apologize. But here we are now. We've got a caller in the queue. First, want to invite everybody listening and in the queue to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. You may do so by clicking on the follow link on our profile page, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. And we also would love it if you joined us on Facebook. There are two accounts, Neil Baker Psychic and Neil and Kristen Baker. So please do find us on those websites and call a number, 914-338-0164, number 4, calls after the show, 562-596-7818. And we do have a caller from the 270 area code. Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. Who's calling, please?
Joy.
Joy.
Mm-hmm.
Joy. Okay. And where are you calling from, Joy?
Kentucky.
Kentucky. Not too many Kentucky callers on the show, Joy. I bet there are not too many people into psychics in Kentucky. Would you agree?
I'm not sure.
Maybe there's more than I think. Who knows? Okay, Joy. So just before we get to your question, could you please give us your birth date?
Yes, it's August 24th, 1980.
Okay. 1980. August 24th, 1980. Okay. 4, 5, 6, 13, 24. And 8, 32.5. Okay. Is that right? Did I use that? 32.5, yes. And so in 2012, you had a change, Joy. What happened in 2012?
I broke up with my daughter's father.
You broke up with daughter's father. And actually, yeah. You're on a multiple right now. So you just hit from the age of, you're 37 years old right now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a change going on right now. What is going on right now in your life? What brings you to the show?
Nothing much. I'm single. I have a job, but things are tight financially. I'm hoping that will change for the better soon.
Okay.
Relationship. I'm open.
Are you asking about a relationship or are you, is that your question?
General, that'd be perfect.
Okay. A general reading.
Well, hi, Joy.
Hello.
First of all, you know, we may be off here, but in terms of getting to your general reading, which might include job, finances, relationship. Just answer me this. Was the father of your daughter, would you consider him more a harsh man, more a physically harsh man, or a softer man?
Soft.
What'd you say?
Soft.
Soft. So father. In terms of that softness, I don't want to probe too deeply into your personal life, but the immediate reason, if you were to say, you know, was it Was it just that the two of you didn't hit it off, or was there a specific reason why you two separated at that point?
Honestly, I think that we started out really young, and we just kind of like hung in there. But you know, being young and being in like a 10-year relationship, he had his eye on others, and finally, it got to be enough.
So you were like 22 when you met?
Yes.
So in terms of, in other words, his full commitment to you waned. And he started to look elsewhere and have interests elsewhere, and that wasn't what you bargained for, and you felt disconnected, and ultimately it was better for the two of you to part than to try to stay together and have an ill-fated marriage, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the situation, you see, what's happened is when we look at karma, Joy, the reason Kristen asked you what happened in 2012 was on a karmic level, when you turned 32 years old, there had to be a change in your world. And assuming that you married this man before you were 32, how many years were you married?
Oh, well, it wasn't really a marriage, but we were together for a decade.
Did you live together?
Yes, yes.
So that was more or less a marriage, even though not legal?
Well, the decade, you see, because your master number is 5. And so a decade would be 5 times 2. There's your 10. Now, when we look at your first two numbers in your birth date, there's an 8 and a 2, see? And that adds up to 10. Next to it is a 4, which is about heart. So what happens is that you had to marry this. You had to be with this man, because a karmic level stated that you had to have your child. And so you had a past life with him. And the arrangement of that past life was that the way it worked out, you had to meet again, have a child, and then part your ways. So inevitably, the separation that occurred at that time was almost due to fate. It was almost already planned. But you got a daughter out of it. Now that daughter, Joy, just spending a little bit more time here, that daughter, is there any, in her month and day and year, when you look at all the numbers, are there any 7s or 6s in the month, the day, or the year?
I thought 6.
No, she was born April 5th, 2010.
April 5th, 2010.
She's a
12. Well, you're absolutely right. There's, what was I saying? 6 or 7. 7s. You're absolutely right. There is not a 6, and there is not a 7. So let me see what's going on here. We have a 4 and a 5, which is a 9.
Well,
10,
there's
11,
7 at the cross.
Yeah, there's a 7 between the 5 and 2, but she's 7 years old.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know what? You know, here's the thing, Joy. It's kind of funny. But the 6 or 7, I thought was in her birth date. That part's wrong. But I heard the number. So the number turned out to be right, but it wasn't about her birth date. It was about her age without us knowing her birth date first.
And 6, which she's not 6, she's 7. However, it's 6 is her master number twice. So she's gone through 2 cycles of her master number at this point.
That's right. So, okay, so we established that, because I'll tell you why. Your daughter, very important, because one reason you came down was you even if you had differences with the father of the daughter, you had to bring that daughter in. That's karma. So you had to bring that daughter in. So that's one reason why you came back to the planet. Now let's look at this for a second, because that's not the only reason. That's one reason. Very important. It was very important that you have that daughter. But now we have to look at Joy and go, okay, well, you fulfilled your karma. You have your daughter, and I suspect there's a nice relationship. You have priority. You have custody.
Yes. We have a pretty good co-parenting thing going on.
And the relationship, you know, she's 7 years old, so she's getting ready to go to higher school and the grammar school, and she's starting to express herself and maybe she's dancing or more athletic, or she's just being active. And then you're the mother and you're thinking, okay, I'm raising this child, this is my child, but what about my life? Now, here's the thing about your life that's interesting. You're born in August, which is an eight, and when we go over to your year, you have an eight too. Now, those two eights together, that's a match. Think of it like playing cards. That's a match. Not to mention that you're born on the 24th and two times four is an eight. But let's look at that match. Eight and eight is 16. And in numerology, one and six is seven. So this year at 37, which is 5 years beyond the age of 32, which is your karmic number every 5 years, you're going to a change.
She goes through changes, you know, in 30 and then, you know, there's a gap between your changes because 32 is not divisible by five, but it is 5 years beyond your karmic number at this point.
Right. So every 5 years from birth, you go through a change, and every 5 years from the age of 32, Joy, you go through a change. So you're going through a change right now. After this, the next change will be at 40. But here's the thing. This is what gets kind of interesting for you. This year, before August of 2018, you go into a relationship. That's our thought, that you find a relationship. Now, this relationship, you said your husband was kind of soft. This guy is going to be, now, don't get me wrong, he's going to be harder, not softer, harder. That doesn't mean, you know, bad. It just means that he's more, a little bit more macho, a little bit more, you know.
Typically rugged, masculine.
Rugged, yeah, that type of thing. not to say that the father of your child didn't have some of those traits, but this guy's going to be more adamant about it. And what I see coming up is
I don't know, man.
Yeah. What I see coming up is there's going to be a strange sequence of traveling. So when this guy comes in, Joy, what happens is he likes to travel. He likes to go here. He likes to go there, and a lot of nature spots. Now, I don't know whether you like camping, whether you do or you don't. Maybe being around him, you'll learn to. But I see a little bit of camping going on. So it's a kind of woodsy. Now, the thing about this guy with your daughter, he's a nice guy. He's good to your daughter. And I think that what we're seeing possibly is a long-term relationship. Now, so we got that so far.
Is she outdoorsy? Are you an outdoorsy person, Joy?
At times, I do like it. Not so much for the bugs, but I like it.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I agree with you.
With this guy, because you'll have be hanging out with him. He's not gonna, he's not like total hardcore outdoors, but he likes the nature, likes to go camping a little bit, maybe fishing. Not a big deal. And if anything, you're not going to be disgusted by it. But that's what I'm getting. Now, let me ask you something. This probably I'm inaccurate, but is either your father crossed over or your parents divorced? Is there something going on with your dad theme?
They're still married. They're been married for 38 years.
About as long
as you've been alive.
But
yeah.
Is there,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Is there, you know, Joy, is there something about dad? Is he a quiet guy or is he an outstanding
yes.
father?
Very quiet. Retired military.
Yeah.
See, I was wondering if the father was more of the harsh to
well,
pick up on
military.
He's
military, so a little bit harsher. So this guy is going to be like that. But would you say that you could have used more communication with your father growing up? It could have been nicer.
Yeah. They aren't very good at that.
Okay. Well, that's okay, Joy, because that is a validation for us to determining where you're going to be heading. And you say finances are tight. So
uh-huh.
I would assume, now I'm just assuming, have your jobs been more in the office, secretarial, just getting jobs here or there, nothing really highly skilled, or am I absolutely wrong?
It's been production, pretty physical. A lot of
physical, but not like, not white collar, more of a
well, what do you do?
Blue collar. She said production. So she's doing like physical. Go ahead.
I work for Amazon. It's more order filling, so it's like a lot of walking, but part time.
Yeah. So you're fulfilling orders and boxing and all that kind
that,
of stuff.
That you know, but you know, I'll tell you something, Joe. That's kind of like in the arena of where I'm going. I thought it. You know, you're boxing, you're filling orders. That to me is an edge of secretarial. You're organizing, and you have a physicality there. So. And I would suspect it's not an outstandingly high-paying job. But here's the thing. I think that things are going to get better. What's happened is you had to wait until August. Now, that doesn't mean that immediately August kicks in and everything's going to be great. But what it means is that what the universe is conveying here is that between August and August 2018, this is where some of the changes start to occur. Now, where is the trailer? Has there ever been a trailer in any aspect of your experience?
Oh, there's a ton of them. I work at Amazon, so there's like trailers and trucks constantly.
Okay, so it's another validation. So what you're getting in this brief radio reading is a bit of good news. Changes. A relationship coming, a possible job, a little bit of a job boost, and we're putting the window between now and August. We don't know which month, but somewhere between there.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Yeah, Joy, and we would love to know how things play out for you. So definitely get back in touch with us on another show, or you can call privately 562-596-7818.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Joy. Good luck.
Thank you. That's awesome.
No. Okay, good. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Area code 571 is our next caller. Hi.
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 This is Tanya.
Tanya?
Sonia.
And is that with an A or an O?
S.
I'm sorry, what was it? T-A-N or T-O-N?
S-O-N-J-A.
Oh, Sonia. Oh, I heard Tanya. Did you hear Tanya?
It's okay, that was supposed to be. That's
huh?
What it was supposed to be originally.
Really?
That was
that's
what
weird.
It was supposed to be, yeah.
It was supposed to be Tanya.
Sometimes it comes out that way.
Ah, that's funny. And Sonia, where are you calling from?
Virginia.
Virginia. And your birth date, please.
4/23/68.
68,
sorry. Are you near the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia?
I am.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
Okay. We say simultaneously, okay. Okay. 1968. So you're gonna be 50 next year, Sonia.
Don't say that.
I'm sorry. Well, that
is
what
it
is. 17 years will be 17 years beyond the age of 33. Okay, so she's 33.6, right? Am I doing that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Sonia, what's your question? Family. Okay. All right. Family.
Well,
are we talking immediate family or extended family?
Immediate
family. So, okay. So let's start. Let's start on some crude notes here. I'm getting the number four. First of all, the number four. So let's see what this is all about. Are there four members in the family? Where's the four in terms of the family?
Yeah, that would be all of us, husband, me, son, and daughter.
Okay, so so far we're batting okay. We've got four. The number four comes up, and there's four members in the family. So let's think what's going on here. Why would I get four? Well, because four is your month. Look at that. And then four is supposed to establish balance. But I feel that there's a division going on. During the marriage so far, has your husband ever lost his job or had a job problem?
Well, yeah, he stayed home with the kids. I was the one out working.
He worked.
Okay, so we could assume that what we're picking up on is that the because you know a job problem, loss of job would be a typical stereotype job vacancy, and so that's where that's some of the issues that are going on. Not to say that a house husband can't provide and play a role, and the female goes out. That's just a matter of you know circumstances, but here there's probably something psychic going on. Now, and it's weird because I'm getting now the number 14. So why 14?
Yep.
You go back. What's 14?
My son. It's my son. He's 14.
That's your son, 14.
Yep.
Yeah. So you see what's happening so far, Sonia. Is that the energies coming through to us are bringing out vibrations and translation that revolves around your family, which is pertinent to your question.
It's the son that's 14.
Yeah, son is 14. So we're moving along here, and I don't know. What happens in the storyline, but don't worry, don't get nervous. There's nothing to be nervous about. But what happens in the storyline, I'd say, hear someone coughing a lot. So is there a smoker in the family, emphysema, asthma?
Yeah, a smoker, but yeah, there was a recent issue here at the house.
Do you want to tell us?
It revolves around our son, that's all.
I'm sorry.
People around your son?
People around. Well,
yeah, that's the concern.
That's what she's calling about. I wrote down son. Okay, so
that's
before
the
she
concern
told
is.
Son and daughter, I wrote down son.
Yeah.
So people around your son are getting him into trouble.
I don't think so.
Well, what are you saying, people around your son?
No, I'm just saying that's where the my question was with the family member.
Oh, family. Are you having problems with in-laws?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's always the case, but.
Yeah, sometimes. Okay, so.
Usually.
You know what, Sonia? The way we're looking at the reading, we're picking up, not just because you to ask about the family, but based on the credibility of our responses to you, and you're validating them in many ways that are specific, we're picking up on that tension.
Shut up.
and the tension, I wouldn't say it's really serious tension, but I would say it's concerning tension. That there's concerns within the family framework that's disturbing the balance of the family.
Yeah.
So, you know, in an ideal world, maybe all worlds aren't ideal, I would say, you know, you're at a place where you probably need counseling, somebody that could help balance, control, direct the family, because it's kind of falling apart a little bit. Doesn't mean you're going to go there, but it's needed.
Can we be more specific about what the problem is, just for the sake of time?
My son's not doing well.
Yeah, the 14-year-old.
So what exactly is going on with your
behavioral
son?
Problems?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Well, so there's some behavior coming from your son that has you questioning what's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we had talked a little bit before about the influence of others around your son. Is he getting into trouble, like in school or with?
No.
Are you worried that he's using drugs? Or what's the problem with the son?
Maybe mentally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
you see, that's where the counselor comes in.
Yep.
Does he see a counselor?
Today.
Yeah. Okay. So you're a little bit nervous, so you're trying to seek some kind of answers from psychics and whatnot. So
Sonia, can we get your son's birthday real quick?
He is February 8th, 2003. 2003. 15.
So he goes through a change next year.
Same number as you, but by different. You're 33 plus 6, he's 15 plus 6.
Actually coming up where he can be in the midst of it right now.
There's what's happening. Well, let's lay the groundwork down. He's having some identity issues, just being a person. Trying to struggle to find his identity. That doesn't mean sexuality. It just means identity. Trying to figure out how do I deal with me? And he's going through a rough change because I don't think that the family structure is totally stabilized. So what happens is that your son takes all this stuff in, and whatever subtle instabilities there are in the family, he's taking them in, but he's growing up immune to them. He's vulnerable. And he's a little bit troubled because he doesn't quite understand himself. And he's going through a lot of changes right now. 14-year-old going through a lot of sexual changes. He's awakening, as a young man. And so there's all kinds of things that are very difficult and overwhelming for him to deal with. And he needs a really, really perfect male counselor that can help your son, understand, guide. It may be maybe the father or yourself just aren't going to play that role right now.
How is your husband dealing with this issue with the son?
It's very close right now.
Close?
We both had to take off from work, so.
So he's really involved?
Yeah.
Has your son expressed anything like suicide or hurting himself?
Yep. Yep.
Mm. Yeah. Well, listen, he's going to be okay. That's a psychic impression. He's going to be okay. Myself, I've dealt with teenagers and worked in hospitals with troubled kids and all that, and suicidal kids. And so the first step is to get them proper help and somebody who really knows what they're doing. The second might be whether he needs to be in a facility for a while to cope with his problems, aside from just being out. There are hospitals that provide education.
We just went through that.
So he was hospitalized prior to this?
Yeah.
He was hospitalized. What is he, I mean, is he expressing why he's having these feelings? I mean, is there a cause that he's sharing with you?
No, not at all with me, but... being intuitive myself, I just have my thoughts.
Well,
it's a difficult.
But as a mother too, you fear the worst. And
sure. Well, it's hard. I mean, hard to put yourself in that position.
Yeah, you never want to underestimate when a kid talks about suicide or death or hurting himself, depression. You never want to underestimate that. What you want is a really talented, good, perceptive, sensitive, intelligent counselor. Do you have that right?
Right. Well, we'll see.
So you're not sure about the person?
Yeah, I don't feel so secure about that, but
you can always seek other second opinions.
Right.
And I think the positive thing is that both of the parents are really involved. I mean, that's...
Well, yeah. What happened from the hospital situation? Any progress?
Any what?
Was there any progress for him being in the hospital?
I think so. But I just see the low and the high and the in-between, so...
Is he on medication?
No.
Has there been a diagnosis? Is there any kind of diagnosis?
Yeah, but it's just, the 1 hour session,
Yeah. that's not going to be enough. A 1 hour session. A 1 hour session is not enough for a situation like this. He needs hands-on attention, and he needs some.
Yep.
He needs some heavy counseling. That's where what he needs. He's probably going to have a difficult passage in between 14 and 16. It's going to be a difficult time for him. Is he a social boy? Is he a social young guy?
No.
Does he have a girlfriend?
Yes and
wrong?
No.
No?
Not really. He's, you know, only when it's like organization.
Okay. Well, here's, you know, we've established some credibility in being psychic enough to feel out a problem and get some accurate information. What we're suggesting is that you have to seek a deeper counseling with him. You need to look at other types of facilities where he can be in house. And learn how to live in a group atmosphere and feel good about himself and go to group discussions. He needs interaction.
Definitely.
Yeah. And Sonia, we've got other callers. So, you know, the radio.
Oh, it's okay.
Sweet,
I'm sorry. It was too heavy. It's so heavy.
don't apologize. It's not too heavy at all. It's just that, you know, we have to accommodate other people, but we tried to give you as much time as we could today, and hopefully,
no problem.
Yeah, things will get better soon for you. Please let us know. Keep in touch.
Will do. Thanks so much.
Thanks. Okay, area code 617.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. One second, I'm taking off my headphones. I'm sorry, one second.
That's okay. And 952 and 503 are next in line.
Hello?
So I just wanted to acknowledge those two callers.
Hello?
Hi, 617.
Hi. Sorry, was taking off my headphones.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Sheba.
The name again?
Sheba? Yes.
Okay. And your birth date?
7/7/73.
Lots of sevens. I think we've talked to you before. I remember your name. 14.
Yeah.
You may not remember us, but I think I remember you. not any details, unfortunately, but the birth date and the name rings a bell. 14/24.
Okay.
34/7. Okay. And Sheba, what? Gosh, she's a seven and all those sevens in her birthday. My goodness.
She's a four.
Wait, what did I do? 7/7/73.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. I did it wrong.
Sometimes we don't add things correctly. We're both guilty of it here. So you are a 34/7. Your master number is 7, Sheba. So your life goes in ink cycles of 7 from birth to death and also from the age of 34. So you are currently 44 years old, 10 years beyond your karmic number. And what's your question today?
I'm calling because I've been having some health issues and just kind of concerned. Kind of know some of the problems are, but not fully, you know. So just wanted to see if anything comes up or give me a little insight.
Okay.
Well, of course, you know, we're not doctors. We can't practice medicine or anything. We can
give you psychic. I know that.
We have to give that disclaimer on the radio.
Oh, sorry.
Just because, you know, no, it's okay. Just because, you know, we can't start dispensing medical advice and not say that we're not doctors.
Psychic impressions are fine. Now, here's the thing about psychic impressions with you. Number one, it's weird. I get a sense of being weary, very tired. So now from there, I'll ask just logical questions. Lack of iron. Is there anything about what do you call that when you get tired?
Autoimmune, fibromyalgia, or chronic fatigue.
Anemia.
Yeah.
So you said low iron. That's low iron.
Anemia.
Yeah. So that's what you have. You have anemia currently. I mean, that's one the things you're experiencing.
Yeah.
So,
and
Sheila,
you know, I've been working at it, so I'm, you know.
Well, Sheila, since you're calling a psychic show and we got that, that's a plus.
Yeah,
because,
that was the first thing you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did we get it? Well, I think first of all, in analyzing the situation here, first of all, some of it comes from a karma, from a past life. You know, we come in with energies from past lives and it comes into our body system and that kind of thing. But then after you go there, so I think some of it was just part of the DNA of your soul, your soul's journey came in. But then I get this strange, the story turns a corner and I start to see kind of a depressed mother. Was your mother withdrawn, depressed? Is she? Did she go through anything throughout your years?
You see a depressed mother?
That's what I think I'm seeing.
I think what you're seeing is me.
Oh. Well, it was...
What was your mother? Is your mother high active, or did she ever go through any kind of turmoil throughout your formative years?
I don't know. My birth mother died, so I don't know.
Oh.
What about the woman that, were you raised by? Who were you raised by?
My aunt, which I consider my mom. Yes. No turmoil.
So maybe something with the
birth mother.
It's hard to.
Do you know under what circumstances she died?
After giving birth to me, I think they said it was a blood clot issue and got a stroke, and then slowly after that, not too long after that, died.
Okay, I think is going on is that the quote, depressed mother or something wrong with the mother, I think it filtered down from that place that she's gone. And by the time it got to consciousness level, we're saying, oh, something's wrong with mom. I think it comes from the idea that your biological mom died giving birth. Now, that's karma. So she came down to the planet to give birth to you, boom, then it's over. So that brings you into the world now. And that means that you're coming in with some challenges. And those challenges means that there's something undernourished, there's something lacking, something's wrong in the picture. So what you have to do, you're struggling, you're 44 now, and you know, this probably condition has been going really on for many, many, many years. The thing that it's difficult at this point. You have, there's two things that I... that we can maybe suggest might.
Okay.
What's that?
She said okay.
I said okay.
Okay, there's two things that we might suggest to you. And this will sound a little weird because, again, the doctors are going to do their part, and then we're going to come up with some other issues. One,
yes.
And I don't think I go with this route too much, but I'm going to say it's called flower power. There's something about flowers, the essence of flowers, maybe it's herbs, it's
something
to do with flowers.
We talk about herbs sometimes on the show, yeah.
Yeah. Like if you went to a place like these health places and they do things with flowers.
Well, Bach Flower Remedies, that's a major brand, well-known, but there are other lesser-known brands, I'm sure, that are, you know.
Okay, I'm not familiar. But have you tried that route?
No, I haven't, but I do love flowers.
Okay, listen, do us a favor since you're calling, and if it's okay with your doctor, try, you got to go to a place where someone's in, or go on the internet. Kristen's really good at this. She might know how to do it. But you want, how would you direct her to, if it's flowers, look under flowers,
well,
anemia.
Where do you live?
In Rhode Island.
In Rhode Island. So are there herbalists in your area?
Yes.
I would maybe, instead of self-medicating, is go to see an herbalist that might be able to recommend a really good one that maybe.
But you know,
it's
really strange that you say flowers, though, because I'm actually taking something that nourishes flowers.
What are you taking?
Chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll, which is from
the
green.
See, So now we're on to something. This is good news.
Because it helps with red blood cells.
Okay. I didn't know that by education. It's intuitive. So that's good news, Jiva. We're figuring out that the power of flowers is going to get you out of your mess.
Okay.
Is there anything else that the doctors have found other than anemia?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
But
so
nothing I would want to say over the air.
You don't want to say it over the air. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, when it comes to other functions of the body, blood, tumors, just all kinds of things that may go on. Now, when you come into our world, we talk about energy.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors
mm-hmm.
talk about medicine, and for somewhat about energy, we talk about energy. So the problems that you don't want to discuss on the line, we're determining that those problems can be eliminated by energy.
Yes.
So now we get into a whole different topic as to how to channel that energy and how to do so professionally.
So what I want to suggest, Sheba, is if you don't want to share over the air and if you're comfortable doing so, you can email me or, us, I mean, under our Blog Talk Radio account or on our Facebook page. Neil doesn't even use the internet, so I'll receive the email, but of course share it with him, and then we'll have a better picture of what's going on health-wise.
Okay.
So
that would be great.
Maybe start to work on an energy level for you. Yeah, please do, because it would shed more light on the situation and help us direct the energy for you.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So that's,
email address?
I think we should take another call, but
But
do you know our Facebook? It's linked on our Blog Talk Radio account. Send it to the Neil and Kristen Baker address.
Okay. All right. I'll look at the link. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye. 952 is our next, and then 503. Hello, 952.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm okay.
What's your name?
My name is Betsy.
Betsy. Hi, Betsy. Okay, Betsy. What is your birthday, Betsy?
6/25/62.
And I wrote down a 2/4, which is their separation.
1962?
Yeah, 1962, 8/13/23.
So I'm getting old.
Well, aren't we all? I mean, it's
yeah.
just the process we go through in life, 13/23. She's a 31/4,
yeah.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I wrote down a 4, which is your master number. And you, well, tell us what's going on.
I don't know. My business has been kind of really slow for the last couple of weeks, and I don't know. I get a little frustrated on that. I'm a jeweler. I make jewelry. I'm a silversmith, and it should be busy at this time. And normally I sell out really quick, and just in the last couple of weeks I just haven't. I don't know.
Right? Yeah, because the holidays and everything, people are shopping
more.
I mean, it should be, right?
Yeah, it should be, but. You know,
you have
my stuff is kind of expensive, so, you know, people really aren't buying themselves things at this time of year either, you know.
Yeah.
Do you sell online? Do you have a shop? Do you go to a market?
I sell off Facebook, matter of fact.
You sell on Facebook? Give us the link so people can go there. Maybe that will boost you a little bit.
It's designed by Elizabeth on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm the only one.
Designs by Elizabeth. All right.
Let's see real quick if we can, in a minute or two, do a little bit of magic. Is there anybody in the family, anyone, born in the month of December or January?
Yes.
Okay, who is
my
that?
My father, who's very ill. My father, who's
very
father?
Ill.
Yeah.
And your father's ill?
Yes, he is.
Hmm.
And which month was he born?
December 28th.
Yeah. And what's his year?
Oh, he's 86. I don't know the year offhand.
Well, that's easy. He's born in 1930.
Yep.
There are so many designs by Elizabeth. Well, not so many, but I found 5.
No S on the end.
I'm sorry?
No S on the end, design.
Oh, design by Elizabeth. Okay.
Yeah.
So then, go ahead, Neil. I'm sorry. I'm trying to look this up while we're talking.
Okay.
Here.
So here's the psychic. This is now psychic interpretation. Your business is having challenges right now because it's correlated to your father having an illness. And there's a psychic link between you and your father. So as your father's having an illness, your business is having an illness.
Okay.
Now,
yeah, he's in a nursing home and he's had 3 strokes and he's just
starting to feel. He's having a hard time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
a matter of time.
Got it, Betsy. Your business, it's temporary. The setback, the draw of slowness right now is temporary. It's going to change. But you see, the thing is that who's really taking care of your father?
My sister is supposed to be. He was living with her for the last 5 years, and then he's had so many problems, she just couldn't take care of him anymore. We had to put him in a nursing home the last couple months.
And is he expressing, alongside everything else, depression, when he sees them, is he going there?
Everybody lives all different directions, and nobody's been there kind of in the last couple of weeks. That's, I think, an issue.
Well, how often do you see him?
I have not seen him in a couple of weeks. I have not, I've had a cough, and I don't want to get him sick, and my husband's been gone hunting, and just I haven't been able to get there, and I know I need to get there.
Well, here's what we suggest. Try to make an effort to be there for him and to get there. That's one.
Yeah.
I think that the way the universe is going to work this through, there's some element of karma in your actions there. So if you do that, your business probably is going to start to pick up. Don't ask me why the logic is around that kind of karma. There must be something going on.
No, I understand that.
What's that?
I understand that part.
Okay. So if you can get over there and be authentic about it and real, your business will pick up. And I'm telling you something else. I don't know what you're doing or if you're planning to do something, but I see a sculpture of reindeers. Does your jewelry ever do with reindeers?
I've been trying to saw out a reindeer. Matter of fact.
Ha.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, you will. The block and the difficulties are coming because of the karma with your father. If you go and see your father, the reindeer is going to come out.
Okay.
And I think the reindeer will be a big selling item.
Really? Okay. I'd cut him out, but he kind of started to look like a dog, not a reindeer.
No, well, because he's morphing. It's morphing. It won't be a reindeer until you get through some of this karma with your father. And what would be a price around $40 in terms of jewelry with you?
$40, you say?
Yeah. What would be in the range
An
of $40?
Item.
What item?
One item, what would be? Oh, I don't know. A small pendant.
Okay. Well, follow our advice.
Okay. Did you find my website?
Go ahead, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure if you found it or not and what you thought.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought you said, may I share my website? I did see the Facebook, but I thought that, I'm sorry, I misheard because the sound isn't good. Is there an additional website outside of Facebook? I did find it, yes. And saw the jewelry. It's nice.
And a lot of my work, I don't know how to describe that. It's like there's other people helping me with these items I'm making.
Oh, so you sell or other people sell your jewelry as well?
No, I'm just saying I feel like I'm channeling somebody in what I'm creating.
Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of creative things you can do with jewelry. Astrological signs, names that are creatively expressed in the jewelry. things that personalize a person wearing it. So just think about that. I think things are going to turn out for the better.
And everyone, it's designed by Elizabeth on Facebook. So check it out. All right.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Day.
Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 503 area code is our final caller. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you? What's your name?
My name is Holly.
Holly. Hi, Holly.
I have a question for you. My boyfriend, things are just kind of getting weird. Like, I'm just wanting to know if you guys could, like, kind of tell me, like, where he's at right now. Because I'm kind of getting, like,
emotionally worried, not like, you know, where he is
physically. Yeah, I'm not stalking him or anything. But
she's garbled. You're really garbled, Holly. I don't know if there's like something you can do to adjust the sound, or if you're putting your hand on the receiver or something.
Okay, is that better?
That's better. So what did you just say?
It's kind of seems like with us, it's like 2 steps forward, 10 steps back. It just depends on the day. And then other days, it's like full.
That's no fun. What's your birthday? What's his birthday?
Mine is 11/4/79. His is May 14th, 1980.
Okay. You're 32/5, and he is 28/10/1. And so some interesting stuff. His first two numbers are their karmic, are their master numbers, 5/1. Mm-hmm. And his
first numbers are 5/1 too.
5/1, exactly. And then, his first and her second, the 14 is in her second and third numbers, his day. So there's all kinds of stuff going on. The fire numbers match, obviously.
The karmic relationship with them. The problem that's occurring, that why this 1 step forward, 2 steps back, it's on and off. I feel he's depressed. He's come through life with some challenges in the family zone. Did he have a rough childhood? Did parents divorce? Anything stories there?
Yeah, his parents, like, I guess, fought a lot. He just told me the other day that, like, his dad used to, like, have his own motel room because, like, they were always just splitting up and stuff. And eventually they did divorce.
Yeah, you see, this is what's happening, Holly. Your boyfriend is going through the emotional journey of carrying his parents' life as he experienced it. And he's swept up in the emotions that he experienced witnessing that, as well as now going through that in his own world. So you're experiencing a man that's experiencing within his body and mind and soul the drama of his life. So you can't rely on anything consistently because there wasn't consistency in his family and his experience. So you're going to have good days and you have bad days. He's really moody, and it's going to drive you kind of crazy.
Right, and he hasn't worked through any of it. He's still stuck in his childhood.
And, you know, I mean, again, this is a call for counseling. It's going to be difficult. You see, you have karma with him, so you have a past life with him. So it's drawing the two of you together. Unfortunately, now that you're back on the planet with him, he's gone through turmoil that you weren't expecting you were going to get in this lifetime with him. You didn't bargain for this, but he's got it. He probably collected it from another past life and brought it in. So your soul is really confused. I mean, I thought we were going to have a great time this time. And in essence, what he's saying is, in between lifetimes, I picked up a really bad lifetime, and that's getting in the way of our relationship. So we've got to, you know, it's not a story we can solve today.
Yeah, we are at the end of the show. But Holly, you're always welcome to call back because I know you kind of got cut short because of our other callers. We are back on the air on Friday, but it's a start. to your question. And you can always call the 562 number.
562-596-1. Andrew, one more quick question for me. Just a quick question. Can you just tell me, like, are we going to make it? Like, is this going to be, like, the end of it? Or can we, like, are we going to be able to tough it out?
I don't think that's really something that can be predicted at this point, because the relationship is so unstable. He's unstable, and, you know, it's because it's based in it's a karmic relationship. It's not guaranteed that you're going to stay together. No.
You know, the thing about it, Holly, is that you have a history with them. You're meant to be together. The idea of staying together and making it is severely being challenged now. So as we speak, unfortunately, it leans more on the side that it may not happen, but that's not in stone.
There can be energetic intervention in the relationship that can help. So, you know, it's like we said, call back on another show, or you can call privately.
Okay.
It needs
more.
Actually,
I want to call back and ask you about, like, how to manifest energy. So when I call back, I think that's where I'm going to go with it.
All right. Okay, Holly, we'll talk to you another day, all right?
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And we are back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, callers.